Hello, ladies. Welcome to the first Be Powerful live Q&A of 2020. Exciting. Welcome one and all. And yeah, I'm really excited to be the first person to usher in the new year for you, if you've not been on any other one of many webinars, on behalf of one of many, wishing you a very happy new year. So my name's Stephanie Aitken. And as you may or may not know, I'm one of the trainers for one of many, helping to deliver retreats and other programs we run, and also an in-house coach. And every so often I get the pleasure of running this live Q&A. Now, shall I tell you a bit about me? Well, yeah, just in case you don't. So my background is in the corporate world. I used to be a lawyer and did that for 10 years before deciding that that was not the pathway to my potential and purpose in life, and really wanted to work more in people skills and personal development and professional development. So I made a switch and have been working the past 6 years in the corporate space as a trainer and as a coach, and had the real honor of joining the One of Many organization a couple of years ago now. And it means that I get to fulfill my true mission and purpose, which is to help support women to step into who they authentically are and make their biggest impact in the world. So that's just a little bit about me, but the rest of this call is going to be all about you. So let me explain a few of the guiding principles for the call, so you know how we roll. And the purpose, this is not going to be a session where we cover content. It's not me teaching anything. This is really your opportunity to get questions answered about the content. So it's part of the Be Powerful journey that you're on. Anything that you're not clear on, you've tried and you're not really sure if it's worked, any challenges that you've been having in implementing it, all of that stuff, then you can get those questions answered. And it's also an opportunity to receive some coaching from me on those issues as well. And because we're community and we are all about collaboration, it is an opportunity to learn from the journeys of one another. So there will be the opportunity to ask questions or share either in the question box, which I'll tell you about in a moment, or I'll open up the line to some of you and give you some live laser coaching. And what I've always found with these calls, and maybe you have too if you've been on them before, that we learn a lot from hearing other people's stories, and we get to see a different perspective. We can see ourselves in it sometimes, or we can actually access our own wisdom around certain topics, and it can be really beneficial. Ah, one thing I forgot to ask is, can you hear me? So if you can hear me, you'll see in your control panel there's a little hand, or in your control panel there's a question box. Should be questions. And if you can, okay, good. I've got some hands going up. So that's great. Thank you. Probably should have asked that at the very start before I started rattling on, but what can I say? I was excited. So yes, let me see. Is there anything else I want to say on this? Oh yeah, of course. Because Be Powerful is an online program which anyone can join at any time. There's a rolling access. It means that people who jump on the call may be at different stages of the program, and that's totally fine. So it doesn't matter where you're at. Don't worry. You can absolutely bring your comments and questions. And similarly, if you hear me speaking to one person and you're thinking, gosh, I haven't covered that yet, don't worry either. It's just a little sneak preview of what's to come. It can be a little taster, a teaser of the good stuff that will be coming down your way when you follow the Be Powerful program. Because it is, it's a really solid and powerful foundation, no pun intended, for the key core principles that you need to be able to be in your power to step into the version of you that you want to be and really start carving and cultivating the life that you want. And yeah, I think, is there anything else I need to say in terms housekeeping. No, if you have any questions on how it rolls, then put a question in the question box. So just in terms of that, if you have something that you want to share, then press the hand button and put your hand up. If you have a comment that you want to make, or if I ask you to share something, you can also put it in the question box. So if you haven't found that yet, look for it and then you can type things in. If somebody else shares something and you have something to contribute about that, put it in the question box. No one else can see what you're typing in there, so it is, I guess, confidential to the extent that, well, let's put it this way. No one else can see what you're writing. I will share what goes in there unless you don't want me to. So if you're sharing something very personal that you don't want me to share with the group, then say that. But really know that this is a very safe space. This is a space where you are fully supported, where you are invited to really be authentic and vulnerable and say the things that maybe you're struggling to say to the other people in your life, or even to admit to yourself. This is the place to do that, and know that you are surrounded by super caring, loving women who have got your back. Okay, so anything you share, and of course, within that, I'd just like to put the frame of confidentiality. So as we share stuff on here, as you can imagine, it would not be appropriate to share what you're hearing about other women's stories and journeys elsewhere. So if we can all just make that commitment to keep everything that's shared on the call confidential. And of course, if you choose to share about your own journey in the Be Powerful group, then absolutely that's fine. Or somebody else does that and you're on the call and you can respond to that, that's totally fine. But otherwise, if it's not about you, don't volunteer other people's stories or information unless you have their permission. So that's an important principle. Okie dokie. Think that covers the logistics. So to get us started. Oh, and the other thing I would say is also make use of this call. Like if you're the one that tends to be a bit of a lurker and be a bit shy, then use this opportunity to overcome that and choose a different option here now that we're in a new year, new decade. Wow, can't believe that. And find a little bit of courage to participate in some way, because then you'll definitely get the most out of it. So to start us off, I always like to hear about your successes and your wins, but also given it's the start of the year, I think it's a nice opportunity for us to share what our intentions are. And you know, whether that's a resolution, a goal, or intention, however you frame it, I set themes. I prefer to set themes rather than specific resolutions because for me, since I started doing that, it's felt much more congruent and I've found that it's been much more successful for me. And so it might be something you want to take on, because the thing about a very specific goal or resolution, sometimes it can be really useful, but a lot of the time it's very binary. Like you either succeed or you fail. And then it can often, and more often than not, according to the statistics, only 8% of people, there's a study, says only 8% of people actually realize their New Year's goals. So, and I wonder if it's sometimes we make them very, very specific and not harnessing what, if you haven't got there yet, is it session 10 where you cover soft power planning, not doing it in the soft power way. So if you've got milestones set in the soft power way, great. Because if you've got session 10, then I'm all for it. And if you haven't got there yet, know that that's coming. So means of goal setting, but that comes from our soft power perspective. So to get to the point, Stephanie, as I ramble on, what are your intentions for 2020? And pop that into the chat box, into the question box. What is it that you really want to realize this year, experience? and let me know. Just put something into the chat box about that. Meanwhile, I've got some, as I said, I do themes. So, and for those of you who joined just now, putting into the question box what your intentions are for 2020. Because there's also statistics that say that if you get accountable and have somebody to keep you accountable on your intentions, then they're much more likely to be realized. So, what are your intentions? Just put that into the chat box. In the meantime, I can share my themes. So, I have very, as I say, I have broad themes, and I've gone very minimal this year. Normally, I do more, but I've got a trinity this year, and they are being plugged into source, being united with my king, and fulfilling my purpose and potential. So, being plugged into source for me is about deepening my relationship and my connection with source in the day to day, and living more and more from that place. Something that I do anyway. Sorceress is my highest power type, so it's come kind of my natural state of being, but I want to take it to the next level. I'm currently single and looking for my king. So, if you know anyone who's king material, then then let me know. Help a sister out. And then, yeah, I'm totally on my path and living my purpose and my potential. And this is about expanding even more into that. So what, so Penelope's saying that you've added your resolutions to your phone, Dory. Can you tell us a little bit more about what they are? Would you, if you're happy to share, just put your hand up and then I'll come to you. Cool. Great. She's happy. So let me unmute you. Penelope.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Great. So, what are your resolutions for 2020?
Well, I think for the first time ever, I've written them down. I think that was something to do with having some more soft play ideas about where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I'm going, they're quite simple and they're over the whole course of the year, so I'm not putting pressure on me.
Good.
I need to lose some weight and get fit. We all start the year saying that. And then do nothing about it. So my structure is that over the next 3 months, I need to be doing two sessions of exercise a week and lose a stone in 6 months. So not arduous, but achievable.
Yeah.
And then
So two
more,
sessions a week and lose a stone
yeah. And that's quite
over what
easy
period?
over 6 months. So
Six months,
it's not a
okay.
huge amount. And it's
Yeah.
quite easy. I should be able to do that. And they're the ones just to make me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
And then I want to relearn the piano. I used to
Oh.
play, I have a piano, and my children all play. And I used to play when I was a teenager. But I haven't touched the piano for probably 30 years. And it's probably time to start playing it again.
Lovely. Yeah. And that's part of your soft play as well.
Yeah, to give
Lovely.
myself an hour a week until it's embedded into my life, and then I'll have to find something else for my soft play, won't I? But
Yes.
while it's something I've got to time into my week, and which is not easy because I look after my grandchildren a lot, so I have them around. So I'm going to teach my eldest granddaughter to play, and I'm going to allocate an hour a week to start playing, which will be quite daunting because I've got some real hang-ups about it. I was in my family, my brother played the piano really well and was wonderful, and I thump it rather than play it. I turned out that I do play better than he does, but it's obviously not in my parents' minds, so it's my own
Well,
personal hang-up.
yeah, and how do you feel about that now? Do you feel you've let that go, or is that still lingering?
It's still lingering, but I did some work when I was doing the mother, because I've spent a lot of time actually. I haven't done it week to week because some of the things take longer than a week for me to get my head round.
Right.
but I did some work with the mother and was able to address some of the feelings I had about my parents. So I lost my mum a year ago, and I nursed her for a year. And it's been really good to write it down. The systems you put down make you really think about how you're moving forward and what stuff you carry with you and what stuff you can put down. And I've never really done work like that before.
Yeah, so wonderful.
It's been quite therapeutic, to be honest.
Good. Lovely.
Particularly the circle thing, when you have who's in your circle and who's not in your circle, basically. Who's useful to you, who's not so useful, and who needs to be dumped.
You're talking about the harp in the realm?
Yeah. And that took me a long time. I must have drawn it about 20 times and moved. Yeah. Because I discovered I couldn't put my sister in it at all, and how I was coping with that.
Yeah.
That was really useful because we were having some real problems as sisters. And now I've been able to park her because she was a pain in the arse. Actually, we're getting on a bit better now.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because some people get very worried. Oh, my gosh. How do I banish a family member out of the realm? That, you know, and the truth is, that it doesn't have to be permanent. This doesn't have to be a lifetime ban, but it's certainly for the period of time required for there to be a change, a shift in the relationship, some reciprocity. And what's interesting is that by doing that can often create that shift, because how you are in relation to them changes. And that can create a different response.
Well, I discovered through that process that I didn't need to carry her load.
Yes.
That's her load, not mine.
Yeah.
And I could do that at work really well to people, saying, you know, it's not my problem. You take it away, come back to me when you've got a solution. But with my sister, it's been much more difficult. And it shouldn't be, really. It should be the same. It's your problem. Take it with you and you go. Don't leave it here with me. Mm. I don't need it.
Well, the thing is, with our family, we have a much deeper connection and ties and patterning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lifetime of conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, we are more attached and we can get more triggered by our family members than often anyone else. So that's great that you're seeing a shift in that. And so tell me, Penelope, is there anything you feel you
call
need?
Call me Penny, by the way. I don't know Penelope.
Penny.
Yeah, call me. But yeah, they asked me last week and they changed my, I thought they changed my name, so it came up.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, what's coming? I get coming up the name, the registration name when you've registered for.
Oh, right. Okay, next time I'll just write, please call me Penny when it comes through.
Yeah, because I've got Penelope Cooper here, so that's my...
Who's that?
Yeah, Penny.
Yeah.
So Penny, is there anything that you feel you need in terms of support to achieve your intentions around the, you know, fitness and health and losing one stone and so forth?
I don't know. Nobody's ever asked me that before. I don't know.
So what do you know about yourself? Have you ever tried to do something like this in the past? Get fitter, lose weight?
Yeah, I have. And once I get into the swing of it, I'm usually okay. It's through ill health that I'd stopped. So I'm hoping that I'll get going. The losing weight's not so easy. I've tried Weight Watchers, like everybody has, and Slimming World, and I hate all of those. I hate people being reminded, etc. So I'm quite an insular person. So I think probably just being reminded occasionally that I'm supposed to be doing is probably a good idea. But I'm not somebody who can do it with a group of other people. I don't find that at all therapeutic. No.
And do you have... how far along Be Powerful are you?
I've stopped at week 9 because obviously it was the Christmas period, so I've had a couple of weeks off.
Okay.
So start again. I will do week 9 again. Mm-hmm. I will do that. I have that booked on a Thursday afternoon.
Lovely.
And then next Thursday afternoon I'll then go and do week 9. But I've already made the decision that I'm going to start again when I get to week 12, I'm going to go back and start again and go back through what I've written, because I think the first time round, it's a lot to take on board.
It is.
And there's lots of things you're asked to do. And if you don't go back and visit them, what's the relevance of having them?
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good plan. And as you've been going down the Be Powerful journey, have you got a buddy?
No, I haven't actually. I suppose I've got onto the website and looked at the community, and I read a lot of the stuff off that. But no, I haven't got a buddy.
Are you on Facebook, Penny?
I am on Facebook, yes.
And are you part of the One of Many Be Powerful private group?
Yeah.
Okay. And so if you post in there, what can be really powerful is to be able to achieve any of our intentions or goals is to have accountability. And so having somebody that is going to keep you accountable and you agree with them to have regular check-ins. So you can post in the Be Powerful group and saying that you're looking for a buddy, and there's always other women like you who have started the journey without necessarily getting a buddy.
Yeah.
And you can say that it's to support, you know, to provide support through the Be Powerful journey, but also in terms of your New Year's intentions.
Okay.
And then that I can't remember the statistic. I think there's something like, if you have an accountability partner, there was one study that showed your chances of succeeding is 65%. If you have a regular check-in with that person, they go up to 95%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to play the piano in a year's time then. I'll come and play for you all.
Yay. So particularly for this one where you say, okay, maybe when I get going, the exercise might be good, but I find it a little bit more challenging around losing weight, although the two are usually linked. Then something like that, having that accountability buddy can really make a difference.
Okay. I'll do that on Thursday when I do my period of time when I stop and just do my course.
Yep. And then which would be the power type that would be the best fit, or power types best fit to support you in realizing these health and fitness goals?
Probably a warrior, the way I am.
Yeah. So to get your butt up and do it, warrioress, right?
Yeah. I'm a bit too mothering, and I probably could do somebody being a bit of a warrior for me, yes.
Yeah. Well, also, and more importantly, you being warrioress for yourself.
Yeah.
So
Which is not a power type that's high on my agenda, so I'm having to work through that one.
She is the action taker, right? So you make these commitments from Queen, you're like, right, in my realm, this is what's important to me, and then warrioress puts it into action.
Yeah.
So to help you with this momentum and building it up, I recommend that you regularly connect with a warrioress. So getting some warrioress tracks on, getting into the warrioress energy is going to be really helpful for you to make it fun. And, you know, having that enthusiasm. So really harness your warrioress. Then the other power type to also really connect with is your lover. Because your lover is the one that is the home of self-care. Like, she loves herself so much and respects her body. My body's a temple, and I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this to feel good for me, and this is important. So being really anchored in your lover and self-care is like the wellspring of motivation. And then the warrioress is like, right, okay, let's go.
Yeah. Okay.
So those two power types really rely on them. And then, like I said, what I find the best way to embody the power types, because obviously as you go through Be Powerful, you'll get the exercises and you spend a week on them and all the rest, but then the work continues. Like, the embodiment piece of the power types is an ongoing process. I'm still deepening my connection to the power types. Uh-huh. And so sometimes we see it as a kind of like, oh, right, tick, done that in the course. And actually, no, these are kind of a living growth and evolution in terms of the extent to which we embody them. So getting those tracks on a regular basis to get yourself into warrioress, I find, you know, that self-care piece when you come out the the bath or the shower and really taking your time, putting your cream in and honoring your body, really just slowing down and loving and cherishing it as a regular practice to enhance those power types. What kind of practices for you work to connect you with your lover?
Well, I've started doing what you just said, which is when I have a shower in the evening, which I never used to do before. So I always showered in the morning, quick, out the door, So I was taking a shower in the evening as well, twice a week, and then doing things like moisturising or moisturising my feet or doing my nails, or which I never, ever do, never, ever. So it was quite alien for me. And my children thought it was a bit odd that I even bought nail polish. They thought that was strange.
And how does it feel to be doing that?
It felt weird for about 3 weeks. It felt weird. But it's sort of become okay now because I'm doing it and everybody's understanding that that's my time. And I have a bit of time away and it's quite nice and I bought myself an Alexa and I ask it to play certain music for me and it
play me just some sexy songs, Alexa.
That's right. I did say my husband liked it when I was doing the love of prop because he thought that his Christmases would all come early.
I bet you he did. So that's great. So keep with that and each time as you, because initially it feels weird doing it at all and then you start to feel more comfortable with it and now bring another level of reverence into the process where as you're doing it, it's really cherishing your body, really doing this as an act of love for yourself.
Okay.
And from that place, knowing that it's not just about, you know, losing a stone because you want to lose a stone, it's you love yourself so much and your body so much that you want it to feel the best that it can feel and you to feel the best you can feel and you're doing it from that place.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll do that. Feel to give that a go.
Yeah, a bit like a mantra, but
Yeah, and it's that intention that you bring to the whole process because we can. Hey, there's many ways to slap on some body cream, right? You can kind of get the stuff out, rub it on functionally, great, and moisturize. Or you can really take your time and as you're rubbing it in, appreciating that. Oh my gosh, my arm. Thank you so much. You know. And just going, I love you as you are with your squidgy bits and your rolls and your cellulite. And I love all of it because this is how it's like God made me, you know? I mean, I don't know what your belief system, that's just a turn of phrase. But this is me. And I'm going to love and appreciate it exactly as I am. So there you go.
I'm looking forward to my shower tomorrow night now.
Let us know how it goes, Penny. All right, enjoy that. Lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So yeah, I think that's there's some lessons in there for all of us around how we, you know, to continue to work with the power types and to take the work that we do even deeper. And like I said, I'm still continuing that practice and process. As trainers, we continue to do it. When we get together with Joe, we have trainer development days. We do embodiment exercises and so forth. So this is an ongoing deepening. And the more that we do it, the more access we have to the power types when we need it, particularly when things get tough or we have to do something we haven't done before or speak to somebody that makes us feel nervous or whatever it is. And it's like a muscle. If we've only spent a short amount of time embodying the power types, then our ability to access them when we really need them and we're feeling a bit off kilter is a lot less. It's like, you know, picking up, we're not as strong because we haven't done as many reps. So lovely. And if you got anything out of that, hearing what Penny had to share and what I had to share with her, then feel free to pop it in the question box. So I have Nancy who has found her hand in the communication. Oh, what's that? I don't know what it's called. Anyway, yeah, she's put her hand up and it's been up for a while. Initially she was struggling to find it. So Nancy, I'm gonna open the line to you, my dear. Hello, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry. I don't know your name. I'm sorry. I missed the beginning of the call.
I'm Stephanie. I'm Stephanie Aitken. Yeah.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
You were asking about New Year's resolutions and whether there we have questions around that. And I just thought it would be great if I could share something with
Yeah,
you.
please do.
I've been married for well over 40 years. We have a great relationship. Recently, I have started sleeping in the spare room because I have had back issues with the new bed we bought.
Oh.
And it's coincided with having the room repainted. It was my daughter's. She's just moved out. And so it's recarpeted, it's repainted. I'm sleeping in it, and I'm just astonished by how much I'm enjoying it. So initially, I had a lot of guilt around, oh my God, I'm actually enjoying sleeping here on my own, and loving this room. And to begin with, I was sort of, oh God, I'm feeling really guilty about this. And then I thought, well, hang on a minute, why am I enjoying it? What is it about it? And I realized it was because the room was empty of stuff, of junk. Everything that had gone back in, the books on the shelves, the mirror, whatever, were all things that I felt, were actually contributing to making a beautiful sleeping space. So I needed to kind of, my prioritized lover is the least expressed. I'm more sorceress and then I'm a warrior. And so I've been really struggling with connecting with lover. And so sleeping this very feminine, very pretty room, it's just made me, forced me to try and connect. Well, actually, this is fine. This is good to enjoy this. And on top of that, what am I learning here? And what I'm learning is the power of not being burdened by stuff. I've inherited from a father, I've inherited from a mother. When I say inherited, I wish I was talking about money, but I'm talking about furniture. So there's a lot of stuff. And we've had a lovely family home with two daughters. It's just so much junk. And I just sleeping in this one kind of airy room has made me realize this could be really powerful. I'm struggling with how to go from there. Like everybody else, there's not enough hours in the day. And as soon as you sort of walk out the door of the lovely room into the rest of the house, it's, oh my God, where, how can you even start? There isn't even a corner to kind of collect stuff, one pile for charity, one pile for selling online. So yeah, I'm struggling a little bit with how to do it. And at the same time, I'm still just getting over this guilt of enjoying being on my own. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention, though, out of that was because I was feeling guilty, and because I'm waking up in the morning. Eugene gets up a lot earlier than I do, so when I come down, he's kind of dressed and he's on his own kind of continuum, and I'm actually rebringing my active listening skills. I'm connecting with him in a way that I didn't before, because you're waking up in the same room, same old, same old. And so that is kind of a positive. Wow, I'm seeing him as a new person each day, which I
Well,
didn't before.
that's really interesting. And in fact, that was going to be one of my questions. So I hear you about the struggling about the stuff. So if we'll just for a moment come back to that, but stay on this theme, because my question for you was going to be what the impact has been on the relationship. And it's very interesting to hear you say that actually you're seeing him in a new light and it sounds like it's being positive. Now, that doesn't necessarily surprise me because if we think about 40 years of marriage, sometimes a lot less of people, we get into routines with our partners and it starts to become functional and family ink. And some people, when they hear, oh my gosh, when, they're sleeping in separate bedrooms or we're sleeping in separate bedrooms, and see that as a bad thing. But actually, if it's coming from a place of this is actually what's better for me, and it allows you some space and some distance to be able to appreciate and see that person in you. There's a great sex therapist called Esther Perel, and she talks about this. She talks about the challenge with modern day relationships is we expect the other person to be everything for us.
And all the time.
And all the time. And our need for security and all the rest means that we really merge everything. And what happens as a consequence is, paradoxically, we can lose the spark and lose intimacy, because there's almost no space for it. Takes some separation, a little bit of separation, distance, a bit of mystery for that spark to come up. When something becomes so familiar and you're with the person a lot, they know everything, they're everything to you, then it becomes, it's almost like a comfortable old slipper, but it ain't sexy lingerie, you know? So in speaking to your guilt, what if you were able to reframe that and reframe your experience of sleeping in this other room, as you said, as a really positive thing for your relationship, and look for all the ways where it could actually improve your relationship?
Yeah, I mean, what's so interesting is that until I came on this call, these thoughts, you know, the guilt and the room, it literally just occurred to me while you were talking to the previous friend there. I just so get the value of this kind of participation, because it just does make you reflect in a way that, a bit the way you were saying about accountability earlier, there's nothing like, you know, a third part or, you know, someone else that you need to present your ideas to or reflect your thinking to make you review. Yeah. Where am I here? And what is this? And so you're absolutely right. And just in making my notes before we talk, I'm just thinking, yeah, forget the guilt. This has got so much positivity to it. And I can tell that Eugene is actually sort of, he probably doesn't get why he's, he probably doesn't get why he likes it yet. But I think he also is enjoying a bit of separateness, a bit of distance. Mm. He too is maybe, you know, it's kind of symbiotic, isn't it? Because I'm listening better, because I'm attending, because, oh, hi. You know, it's a sort of new thing.
Yeah.
Then he also is doing it, and we're kind of, so yeah, I mean, I'm sort of, the guilt is definitely on the wane, and I can see this as a real positive.
It's like you go on a little mini break every night, and then and in the morning it's like, ooh,
yeah,
I wonder how you do this. And it's like, oh, hi. So it brings some freshness into the relationship. It can do, if you choose to approach it that way. And that's what I really invite you to do, is to, you know, I don't believe in suppressing feelings. I think it's good to look at them and then let them go. So with the guilt, it's not about shoving it to one side. It's seeing, is there anything here? And allowing yourself to feel that fully and release it.
Yes.
And then be able to move into the positives and the appreciation and making the most out of, you know, allowing your lover power type, who is your lowest, because in fact all of this is accessing your lover power type, because she's about beauty and aesthetics, and she must be loving this clear space and the femininity, and then the freshness with my husband, and I would really revel in it as much as you can.
Yep. No, that's great. Yeah, really, really take that on board. Yeah.
And then in terms of your,
I'm still stuck with the kind of burden of stuff, which every time I go out of the room in the morning feels like a great big thing landing on my shoulders.
Yeah. So is it? How is it making you feel? You say burdened. Are you feeling overwhelmed?
Makes me feel like I'm struggling through mud instead of running along on dry ground.
Yeah.
I feel slowed down, and because I'm on the CERT course, I've got a lot of work to get through as well as my kind of day job.
Yeah, I remember we spoke before Christmas, didn't we? And you were asking me what you should focus on because you've got.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I've actually focused on making sure I was fully up with the calls, the cert course calls, because I wanted to be able to participate in those.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I was so behind on the Be Powerful that there was no participation involved.
Yeah.
And so I've done that, and I'm still catching up, Be Powerful. But I know myself, and one of the things I'm really good at is overwhelm.
Yes.
As in, yeah, I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I must do this, and I must do that. And so I just kind of feel, I would just like a way of tackling this stuff thing. I'm happy to say, okay, 12 months to declutter the house, fine. But I just want to somehow make a start, and no one could care less. So there's literally nobody to be accountable to except myself.
Yeah. So the good news is when you go on Coach Chat, which is now, a month away?
Yeah, 5 weeks.
So you are going to learn a bunch of tools that will help you with exactly this.
Yeah.
Because we have tools for dealing with overwhelm and all the rest. In the meantime, a very abbreviated taster of it is to know that the way you get yourself out of overwhelm, because what else, overwhelm, that indecision, that feeling stuck is a bit like just going round and round about, you know, round and round and round, like, oh, I don't know what's, you know, which exit to take. And the best way to get off it is like, just to pick one, you know, and go for it. So to do something rather than nothing. And then in this case for you, what I would say is if you give yourself a period of time to do this, it feels comfortable, like you said, 12 months, and then break it down into small chunks. Because if you think about doing the whole house, that's so overwhelming. And I can hear it when you're saying it's the burden and all the rest, that you don't even start because it's like, where do I even start? But if you set aside 15 minutes a day, like could you spare 15 minutes?
Definitely. That I could do.
15 minutes a day and you tidy up one thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm going to go through the sock drawer tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The sock drawer. And then another night, I'm going through the pans. And you go through the pans. Another day, I'm going through one shelf of the bathroom cabinet, so you really keep it very, very small and make sure it's like one thing that you would be able to complete in 15 minutes. What you don't want to do is you don't want to tackle, you know, the entire wardrobe of clothes from, you know, however.
Exactly, and, yeah.
Because that's I've been there, and you hit this horrible point where you've got more stuff and more mess than you've ever had before in your life. You don't know how to get through it.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So at the moment, when you don't have much time, you know, limit it to something small that you know you can complete in 15 minutes. And then you have the sense of accomplishment, and it's one thing done. You're like, okay, great. And then another thing, another thing. Just small incremental steps. And then you'll find that, you know, you may have a spare day where you're like, actually, I've got some free time. You know what? I'm going to tackle the clothes. And you get you do big blitz. Mm-hmm. But the key thing, little and often, and set yourself up to win.
Right.
You know, so pick things that you know you have a good chance of being able to complete. And even if it's a small thing, even if it's just going through the vegetable drawer of the fridge and cleaning it, you know, not even the whole fridge, just the vegetable drawer. It's like, okay, well, at least that's one thing. It's done. Oof.
Yeah. No, that's a very, very sound advice. Yeah.
And how would that be for you to do that? Do you feel that's doable?
I think that's doable, and I think where I would start is literally here at my desk and literally do the left drawer and then the right drawer and move out from there.
There you go. There you go.
Very small good. Well, thanks. Thank you for the input. That's very helpful.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And is there anything else that other than that? So is the house the main thing, your main intention for the year?
Oh, good God, no.
Right.
No, I've started my business, facilitation and coaching, on the back of, you know, years of management consultancy, but I need to build a business. And, you know, I'm not young, so I'm having to kind of get to grips with not being young and maybe moving from glasses to contact lenses. You know, I'm looking at, okay, so what can I do about this? Mm-hmm. And
so, you know, much, I have, so much wisdom though, right?
Yeah. And I, the one thing I have is loads of energy. So, you know, that I think is what I have to rely on. So yeah, my main objective this year.
Loads of energy and wisdom. Those are two very, very good foundations.
Well, I don't know how much wisdom I've got, but I'm hoping to get some more out of this course.
Well, you certainly do. You have life experience.
Yes, I guess so. I mean, you know, the great thing I've learned so far from this course is reflection, reflection, reflection. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, I've learned so much from the morning pages and from journaling, just in the short time I've been doing it, and realized, you know, I'm such a doer. I have not done a lot of reflection in my life. I've relied on my sorceress, which is strong, and my intuition to just whiz on. But actually, there's nothing like stopping and reflecting.
Great, wonderful. Well, I wish you all the best for the house and the business, and look forward to seeing how you progress through that within the community. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. I really appreciate it.
Enjoy your lover. Enjoy your lover.
I'm gonna try. Thank you.
All right then. Bye bye. Okay, let me just put this in the handout. Yeah. So Penny's just sharing here for you, Nancy, that the book How to Eat an Elephant, which is one small bite at a time and eventually you eat the whole thing. So she says, often it's good to mark the work undertaken to then be able to celebrate each step and then the ongoing journey. So yeah, and she's also saying, if you don't have a buddy, Nancy, that you, sounds like you might be of similar age and both married for a number of years. So if you want to just pop into the chat box, Nancy, if you do have a buddy or don't, whether or not you have a buddy, and then maybe you and Penny can buddy up. And that would be great. And she can keep you accountable on you sorting out your home. And then, yes. Oh, Nancy does have a buddy, but she's very happy to connect. So, it's Nancy Cogswell, Penny, if you want to find her and have a connection, because it's sometimes nice to share the journey with somebody who's of a similar age and has some similar life experiences or life situation. So Nancy's saying, yes, please do connect, Penny. Penny's saying, thank you. Lovely. I love being the intermediary. So that's wonderful. And again, what's really interesting is how the lover is coming up, because in a couple of weeks, well, not even a couple of weeks, in just over a week, we have our Be Love retreat. And Be Love is all about our relationship with ourselves and other people, and it's very much the realm of the lover. So it's really interesting. I've noticed this with my Lead the Change coaching clients, that without them having the intention for this to come up, that they've been having things that are related to the lover and related and to relationships coming up, some challenges and so forth. And it's interesting that we've had this lover theme come through in the call so far. And you know, the lover power type is one which many of the women in our community find challenging, to be honest. It's often one of the lower power types because she's just not been fed and nurtured for so long and for various reasons. And yet she's so important to our well-being. And she's really important for relationships, not just intimate relationships, by the way. She's completely appropriate in the business setting, with family members, because she's the one that is living life through the senses and through beauty and appreciation of others. And so when you bring her to any kind of connection and relationship, even professional, she just has that quality that people want to be around. You know, that's kind of softness and yumminess. And so really I encourage you to to explore as much as possible. Now, is there anyone else that has any questions or comments or things that they would like some laser coaching on? We've got a small group tonight. I think it's the beginning of the year, and everyone's probably trying to recover from the working week starting. I know that I myself have been feeling like a hibernating animal for a lot of the holiday and the Christmas period, and struggling to wake up in the morning. So this week I'm managed okay Monday, but this morning was a challenge. Felt like it was the middle of the night when my alarm went off, and I snoozed it many times. That's my guilty secret. I think I snoozed it about 5 times. Anyway, I'm in good company, so well, certainly safe company, and I know you're not going to judge me for my snoozing, even though from a B Vital perspective, we wouldn't recommend multiple snoozes. So any more questions, any comments, anything else? If not, we'll finish up early and I'll let you get on with your evenings. Not seeing any others coming through. So yeah, just final thing is, I need to change this slide. This happened the last time I was on here, I realized. If you're sharing, you don't need to use the hashtags if you're sharing in the private Be Powerful group, because it's already, you're already in the Be Powerful group. We used to have that when we didn't have a separate group for the Be Powerful members, and it was the B1 Global Community, and that was a means of people finding each other. But if you want to work with a buddy, so for you, Penny, you can use the hashtag Seeking Buddy. And if you've got any questions about how the program's running, when you can access things, any of our programs or anything like that, or any tech support, then just email talk at one of many. So thank you so much to Nancy and Penny for sharing of themselves. Thank you to the rest of you for listening, and I hope you all got some benefit out of it. And I look forward to connecting with you at some point in the near future, whether it's live. I hope you're all coming to the One Woman Conference in March. I'm really excited about that. In one of these forums, whatever it is, I look forward to deepening that connection with you. So wishing you a good night and all the best for your 2020 intentions. All right, bye.